I heard Brother Bob, I think it was Brother Bob playing this morning. Anybody play Take My Life and Let It Be Consecrated, Lord, to Thee. I hope we can sing that song in the meeting tonight. I want to copy it out so that we have the whole, all 12 couplets. We don't have that in the hymn book. So, but Brother Tom's prayer reminded me of something that goes along with that. It was based on a prayer that comes from the city of Zion, Illinois, and its founder, John Alexander Dowie, who gave his people and his church a prayer to pray. And it was this: My God and Father, I come to Thee. We'll say you, but back then they used those terms more frequently than we do. My God and Father, I come to You. Take me as I am and make me what I ought to be, in spirit, soul, and body, no matter what it costs, for Jesus' sake. Amen. Good prayer. It goes along with the theme for today. Take my life and keep my life. My God and Father, I come to You. Take me as I am. That big I, just take it. Right? You remind me of one lady in our church, one of the older ladies. She's gone to be with the Lord. She had quite a thick German accent. And it was after meeting one day. She'll never know unless I tell her someday what a great blessing she was to me. Because after meeting one day, she said to me about one of the men who had been a big problem in that meeting. He was such a problem. In that meeting, it felt almost like he spoiled that meeting. But, of course, we commit everything to the Lord. But she came to me and wanted to encourage me, and I still remember she said, "He is so full of himself, nothing gets in." So full of himself, nothing gets in. And I said, "Oh, I guess she's got it sized up pretty closely. But help me, Lord, help me. Help me too." But take me as I am, Lord. You know all about me. How selfish and self-centered I can be. Take me as I am. My God and Father, I come to You. Take me as I am. And make me what I ought to be, in spirit and soul and body, no matter what it costs, for Jesus' sake. Amen. You think God wants to answer that prayer? I think so. I think He would love to answer that prayer, and He looks for those who will just yield themselves, present themselves to Him for His mighty working. We have communion tonight, communion. We come to the Lord's table. Let's think about that a little bit during the day. Will you take some time and prepare your heart to come to His table? It's not our table, it's His, and it is His invitation. He said, "This do in remembrance of Me." It's not a form either that we go through, although it does have a certain form to it, but it's a feast that we come to. And so let's come in that faith and that desire toward the Lord to receive Him. On Sunday mornings we take an offering, and we'll do that as we sing together this song from our hymn books, 207, Song About Redemption. By the way, Brother Tom, that verse that you mentioned, "One thing have I desired of the Lord," you found that in the Bible, right? Where was that?
Psalm 27.
That was David's desire, and we could tell from Brother Tom's testimony that it's His desire. And I couldn't help but go back to last summer. If you were here, I think it was during the second period, near the beginning of the second period, Brother John Praw was here, and he preached on that verse. And he said to all of us, now read it with me, toward the end of his talk. He said, "Read this." And then he said, "Now, God wants to take David's desire and make it your desire." So let's pray that this prayer expressed as David's desire, of course it was a desire that came from God, that prayer becomes our desire. And that was a wonderful meeting for me. I remember how we just asked God to take that expressed desire and make it our very own. And I see that, just remember, and I see that certainly happened probably before last year. It had begun to happen with Brother Tom. But how wonderful when God makes a word alive to us, as you said, and then makes it our very own experience. Let's sing 207, "Nor silver nor gold hath obtained my redemption, but the precious blood of Jesus." And we'll bring our offering, which is for the Pilgrim Camp Children's Fund. As we sing, the ushers will come to receive your offering. Let's stand. Saying that praise song to Jesus. The name of Jesus is so sweet. Well, we sang the chorus of it, didn't we, toward the beginning of the meeting. And when we sing that song, we kind of claim it for our own. You've known that, those of you who've been here over the years, because the man who wrote the melody lived on the lake here. At least he had a summer home here on the lake. When you go out on your boat trip, the guide usually tells you about that. And he shows you the property there that has been subdivided. And it was a beautiful property and still is, but it's in smaller lots now. I discovered this song, by the way, not too long ago. I think maybe about a year ago. It's written by Robert Robinson, the same man who wrote Come Thou Fount of Every Blessing, which is rather familiar.
As well as angels.
supposed to sing that chorus.
Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
When this song was chosen by the person it was chosen, I'm sure he had no idea what text we were going to use this morning.